Good morning.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm surviving.
I hope so.
How about you?
Good. Yes, I'm making the transition back to the heat.
I started to say, have y'all made it back home? I thought it was about time.
Yeah, we came home on
How
Monday night.
How hot were y'all yesterday?
Yesterday was 109.
I saw something that said it was going to be somewhere in with this. It was going to be 114, and I thought, oh, man.
Yeah.
Hope y'all aren't that hot yet.
No, 109, and then today it's going to be 101. We're getting a monsoon storm. So the humidity just means the humidity goes up. When the temperature's lower, then the humidity's higher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. So when it gets to be 114 or 15, then it's very dry. But when it's 101 this time of year, then it means we're having our monsoon, and it's muggy. It's going to be 30 or 40% humidity, which is high for us.
Oh, goodness. That's hard.
Yeah, but it looks cool when you look outside. Cloudy.
Yeah.
I think we had a little shower last night, a little rain.
Oh, that's great. It's just that we're going through our hot season again.
Yeah.
And so we'll survive, and I got to get out in it after a while. I was trying to... I had trouble and took my dog to the vet yesterday, and then she's really broken out. I think whatever they get her shot, she reacted to it. And I can't get them back today, and she's had fever and had a hard time all night long.
Oh,
she
no.
really didn't even want to come close to me, you know, because I was holding her at the vet's office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're better now. I think she's doing a little better, and I don't, they gave me a whole bunch of other medicine, but I don't know what I'm going to give her or none. I just think, I don't know what it is with medications anymore.
Betty has arrived.
I know. Even our poor little animals. I found at the fair of all things in Del Mar, they had flea treats, they're called. Cause
uh-huh.
when we're about to go this summer, we're going up to Oregon and stay on a Christmas tree farm with some friends. And, you know, I know there's fleas and ticks and all sorts of things that we don't normally have out here in suburbia, I guess. So, I always think about what to give her, and I found this couple had a huge book of testimonies of all this working, and it's a bee complex, and they're called flea treats, and they're liver flavored or whatever. So, and Gracie eats them, and so I got a 6 month supply of them, and I feed her two in the morning with her food and one at night.
Uh-huh.
And the whole key, just like with all kinds of naturopathic things,
has arrived.
You know, make sure you take it on a regular basis. So I give her.
Well,
her
that would be
treat.
Better than putting that chemical down their back, like they're having me try to do. You know, do now.
Yeah,
for her.
I've done that before too, but I just I just hate thinking that I'm.
Has arrived.
Do you know how to get some of those? How do you find them?
You know, I will let you know. I'll shoot you an email with the information.
Sometime when you find their address or something, it's on something, I'll just email it to me.
I will. I'll do that. I'll do that
Thank
today.
You.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's things going, Betty?
Going good now that the miserable weather is done yesterday. It's kind of peaceful.
Well, good. Did you have a big storm?
Several.
Oh, several big storms, huh?
Yes.
Sure. Has arrived.
North of us, so, yeah, lots of interesting weather yesterday.
Yeah. Oh. Well, summertime is kind of like that, isn't it? Or spring, summer. The transition.
Yeah, hail, Betty. Pardon me?
You have hail?
No, we didn't have any hail here.
Did you in Ohio?
Oh yeah, lots of flooding. But I didn't hear any hail right at my house, so that was good. But my daughter did not far away at work.
Wow, was it big?
They showed one on TV that was bigger than a quarter. Mindy said they were golf ball size where she was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could do some damage.
Oh yeah, everybody was worried about their at work.
I know.
Or,
interesting.
Yep. It's a little late for hail, but oh well.
Obviously not, huh?
Know that.
Yeah. Oh boy.
I read something and heard something the other day, and they said our seasons and our months were totally different this year.
Mm.
That we came in, and it affected all the bees and the insects and all that stuff. So I guess, and the hail too. We've had late hail.
Mm.
And as a result of our hail and the late freezes and everything, we have no pecans. And I've lived here a long time, and I've never seen no pecans on any pecan tree.
Wow. Oh, wow. Really?
Uh-huh.
There's an almond shortage. I mentioned that, I think, the other day. Apparently, because there's an almond butter shortage, so.
Well, and the almonds have gone up in the store in the package terrifically high.
Has arrived.
Hard time to get the almond butter.
Ours have gone up some, but not too bad. I'm going to leave the line for just a second and see if I can pick up Joanne, and the phone wouldn't go. Let me dial to that area of town for some reason. I don't know why. So.
Right across has gotten better, by the way.
Who does?
Oh, do they?
Right across. I looked yesterday, yes.
Oh.
Different kind.
How much is it? How much is it a pound?
There were some that were like 6 or 9, and then some that were over 10.
Oh, I'm used to buying it for $4 and less.
You're spoiled.
right at, well, it's a little over $4 right now, actually, and it was high. That was high. And
is that your almond butter you're saying?
Yeah, I forget what I was saying at Trader Joe's.
I'm paying $13 for it at Sam's in Texas.
That's a lot.
Oh, gee.
How big is
really
it?
Check by the prices for free shipping.
Mine's fresh ground, so I like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I've got some, in California, I got some raw almond butter, a very small jar, probably 3 inches tall and about 2 inches around. I think it was $13. It was raw almond butter.
Yeah, mine's not raw.
I bought it anyway because it was for some recipe and I'd never bought raw almond butter before, so I'm like, I'm not sure the difference between the two or whatever is one of the salad dressings I think I wanted to make. But it's very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be good. Anyway. Hey, did anybody, do y'all all get the forks over knives emails?
Yes, I do.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
I do too.
Yeah, they had an article in there this time. Let me see what the date of this one was. Let's see. This one came out July the 10th, Wednesday.
Is that just forksovernives.com to be able to get the email?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some great stuff, but one that caught my eye was the AICR. The China Study and Forks Over Knives, and it's American Institute for Cancer Research, that article. And it says, I clipped over to the article, and it's from the American Institute for Cancer Research. It says, have you heard of the China Study or seen the documentary Forks Over Knives? This research is taking the country by storm. Wherever we go, friends and family members are talking about this documentary, which shows ordinary people taking greater control over their health by turning away from the traditional meat-centered American meal and adopting healthier plant-based diets. Why now? What's driving this unprecedented interest? Where does this sudden desire to feel better and live healthier come from? Could it mean Americans are now ready to reverse the unhealthy trends that have sent obesity rates soaring? This remarkable turn of events is one that all of us at the American Institute for Cancer Research find deeply satisfying. The China Study's lead researcher, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, who is prominently featured in the Forks Over Knives documentary, was with AICR at our very beginning, serving as our senior science advisor. In those early years, over 3 decades ago now, AICR was a new cancer charity striving to get out the urgent message that diet plays a role in cancer risk. that's a message that has since become widely accepted by the medical and scientific community throughout the world, but in those early days it was still considered a radical fringe notion. In his 2004 book, The China Study, which AICR President Marilyn Gentry called a moving and insightful history of the struggle still ongoing to understand and explain the vital connections between our health and what we eat, Dr. Campbell highlights the resistance he and AICR braved together. And so the article goes on, it says, all of us at AICR welcome the discussion sparked by the documentary Forks Over Knives, which offers an inspiring look at individuals who are making healthy everyday changes. Because when it comes to American health, the research shows one thing very clearly, we all need to eat more plants and less meat. So it's really a very good
overview, huh?
Overview, yeah. I thought, well, this is a step in the right direction if we have them recognizing the problem that they had.
Yeah, that'd be a nice one to clip and paste for just general information about, you know, who's backing it now in the medical field or, you know, research field.
Yeah.
Right along with that, in the Sunday magazine I read yesterday, Gabrielle Macht, M-A-C-H-T, who is a star in the USA series Suits, they asked him, why did he go vegetarian 5 years ago? He said, I had the best Philly cheesesteak sandwich ever, but it made me feel terrible. A friend recommended I read the China Study, and I quit eating meat. I've never felt better. How's that for interesting?
Yeah.
What's his first name, Nancy?
Gabrielle.
Gabriel.
M-A-R-T.
His last name is M-A-C-H-T.
C-H-T, okay. That's great. Yeah. Good. Yeah, Mary Lou, if you go on ForksOverKnives.com,
okay,
you can sign up for the newsletters,
okay.
email updates or something. But I'll forward this one to you if you want me to.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty neat.
I think more and more people are, because I was talking to someone about the vital balance, and he just said that he had his diabetes under control because he was eating mostly altogether vegetables, very, very seldom a bite of meat. So many, many people are changing.
Yeah.
So
there's
that was good to hear.
Mm-hmm. There's still a group that are clinging to their grass-fed beef.
Yes.
That I've run across, and saw something the other day about grass-fed too. I can't remember where it is and what it was saying, but it was not for it. It was saying to watch out for that too. I think it costs more. It was more like if we were to feed the whole world with grass-fed beef, it would be too expensive because the amount of land that it takes, something like that along those lines.
Yeah, look at how much it has to be subsidized. Plants don't get the subsidies that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that the livestock industry does.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know what they do with chickens and the rest of it, but they sure do with the beef. Or the hogs. I never hear too much about subsidies on those, but so maybe there isn't any, but
yeah,
we know the beef sure does.
True.
I know that our writer, our vegan writer in the newspaper in the Food Day, if any of you guys ever, I don't know how much is going to be in there. I think the Tuesday paper is not being discontinued. They're taking our newspaper down to 3 days a week.
Oh, wow.
For printed publication.
They're doing the same thing here.
Are they?
Yep.
I hope they, I mean, I kind of like having mine on paper, some of it anyway. And
ours will be available, but only home delivery, I think, 3 days a week.
Well, yeah, we've got home delivery, and I don't think that's going to be available. You're going to be picking it up.
You can still pick it up out, but you won't be able to have home delivery except for 3 days.
That's exactly what ours is going to.
Yeah.
Anyway, in our newspaper, he did an article, A Woman's Guide to Plant-Based Eating, and it was similar, you know, similar to where you're coming from. Let's see, what was she? Was she an author anyway? She just done another vegan for her. He always gives good reviews of the latest books. I mean, he can't keep up with all of them, but he does do a pick on them, and he's asking her questions that are commonly asked. I won't take time to do it, but anyway, I can do it another time, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'm glad you reminded me of that, because I do like to go in and read those. It's been a while since I've gone in to do that, so it's Food
Day. And then the next day is, the next day on Wednesday, it's like Oz, and I think sometimes they have the pharmaceutical, what's that one, Nancy? The one that Carol always tells me to go to when I have questions. She says, no, Char, I go to this, what's it called, the People's Pharmacy. People's Pharmacy.
The Graydon's? That's the Graydon's People's Pharmacy that I read from in the paper, yeah.
I think that's the one, or maybe it's something else pharmacy. Do they have a whole bunch of listings for each situation?
Well, I've never checked online. I just read their articles in the paper.
Oh, no. Okay, well, this one has a whole grouping of, you know, if you want a remedy for something, it's got a whole, everybody's listing that's never been successful that they claim anyway. And then they talk about the research that backs them up. He's got another book in here called, veggie book called, River Cottage Veg, and I don't know that it's vegan. Oh, I know what I was going to say when you guys were talking about how many people are going to vegan is the next thing that needs to be emphasized is how, Colin Campbell, I'm trying to get in the habit of always saying it instead of just plant-based whole food. So
yeah.
That they don't get off on the processed stuff because they're really, and if a lot of people that don't need it turn to the gluten-free, there's a lot of gluten-free crud out there on the market that has no food value.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be definitely deficit if they go to fast food, vegan, or fast
whole
food.
Plant-based.
Yeah,
plant-based.
Yeah, all of the conversation that around his booth at the Veg Fest. Any chance you're going to be up here for that, Jeannie? Stay over? It's only like a week or so after your deal here in Oregon. That's really good. It's always 2 days. I'm trying to remember who they're bringing in this time. I'll have to go in and look because they will have it all listed. You can go into Northwest Veg.
Okay.
And they'll have all the upcoming events in the area and then the Veg Fest and everything that's going on. They even offer, I don't know if it's an accredited nutrition course, but they offer a fairly substantial research course now, Northwest Veg team, that you can take. And it's, you know, it's fairly spendy. It's like $500 or something like that, dollars to go through it. And it's, I don't know how many weeks it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's on site. I don't think it's on the, the other thing that we got coming here, and it will be interesting because Grant Butler, who's our vegan or plant-based, whole foods plant-based, writer in the Food Day is the one that made the announcement of it. Foodie TV pick, he says, Ice Cream Nation. Just as summer weather begins to heat up, comes a special featuring the best ice cream shops from coast to coast. No, it's not going to be vegan, that's for sure. Expect cool treats, float sundaes, cones, plenty of unusual flavors. He doesn't mention frozen yogurt, so it'll be interesting. It's on our channel here, debuts 5 p.m. Sunday on the cooking channel, so everybody will have it. If you want to get some ideas for converting it over to alternative, that's what I'm going to do. I already put it on my calendar to make sure I don't miss it.
What time, 5 p.m.?
5 p.m. on Sunday on the cooking channel.
Okay.
And it's called Ice Cream Nation. That'll be the heading it should be under. So anyway, I thought immediately of, oh, I need some fresh ideas for making ice creams. And, you know, who knows? They might have some alternative ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're not hard to do.
Book out. I wonder if there's any in there.
I picked his. I got his. I was on the waiting list for it. I haven't gone through it very much. I'm trying to think where I've even laid it, so I won't take up your time.
I heard it looked good.
It looked good. Oh, it's very nicely done. It's a full-page color picture of the dishes that he's got. I picked up another one that Carol told me to get, and I don't know whether I ever mentioned this one, the Gene Smart Diet. This is the guy that would go against, Carol said, get it before you talk any more about eggs. But it seems like he's still not having eggs at all. He's the one that did the research that named the egg as the highest inflammation product you can put in your body.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
And she says,
remember that.
She says, I know I've got some further, he's got further study on it. Let's see, when was it published? He's the one that wrote Inflammation Nation, I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had, and I was going to go get it and look at it, and I'm trying to see the copyright on this one. Oh, it's 2009. Okay. Yeah, 2009, so it's not that, all that new. Newer than the other one, obviously.
There's an article about eggs, too, in that Food Forks Over Knives newsletter. Too. There's a video about that, too.
Oh, really? Oh, I wonder if it's the same one that Gregor put together, because he just sent one down, and I watched that. It's like a two-minute clip. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
So I still, you know, if their research is accurate, it's still not something you want to put in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's where, you know, a lot of people do. The exception. They won't do cheese and the dairy and that stuff, but they'll do the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I've run across that several times anyway.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Well, and Drummer talks about eggs too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah, he always had fun with his family telling them how he can do 21 eggs a week. And have no cholesterol problem. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's just the cholesterol problem, but it's the disturbance in the body when you've got inflammation, if, in fact, it's feeding inflammation. And since fat does have an effect on that, you know, if they're the highest food for fat, I don't know. Like I said, I got to get into the book, so.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it, too, is what else you're putting into your body along with it as to how your body can handle it.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's just like I can do a little bit of frozen yogurt because it's fermented, cultured.
Mm-hmm.
And they say any of those foods are better for it. It's just like that, you know, why can Denny test okay on sourdough bread, or much better, even when there's some wheat in it, than he can on straight just wheat bread? I mean, it just happens over and over. It hasn't changed when I've tested him because of the culture, the sourdough culture in there. And maybe because of the combination of the other one having yeast also, that could be that.
Awesome. I have a little recipe here that is very easy. That's funny. That was my alarm. I put an alarm on my phone. I'm endeavoring to create a new habit of stretching my neck because I have tight muscles in my neck, and I told my chiropractor a month ago before I went to California that I would start working on my neck along with him. And so I put it on my phone in the morning and at night. I have an alarm that goes off, time to do your neck stretches. That's what that was.
Good. That's a good idea.
And you know what? It's working. He showed me one to strengthen the front muscles of my neck so that I can release the back muscles of my neck. And
hey, send me a video of you doing that, Jeannie, so I
yeah,
know
I will. And you do it in bed before you get up and in bed before you go to sleep. And it strengthens the front ones. Yeah. Very, very, very good.
That anyway, I can do easily.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And it's just, you know, he told me, he goes, Jeannie, any amount of stretches that you do throughout the day would be better than none. He goes, I can tell when you're doing them and not. So, but I have to tell you, I have much more range of motion. Because in the business that we, in the pitch business, we lean forward with our heads so much of the time demonstrating. So, anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Yes.
Jeannie, have you put power patches on your neck?
I do. I do.
Okay.
And I wear the necklaces and all of that. And you know what's cool is I don't have pain in my neck. But when people start saying, do you have any neck issues? It's when I'm turning my whole body instead of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, when people just off the street ask me that, I'm like, oh dear, I must be really stiff here. And so the magnetics, I wear the necklace, I use the cream and all of that. I have better range of motion with that as well, but the whole part of, just like with diet, I have to take responsibility and stretch these muscles that are way out of bounds, for so many years. And, it's really helping. It's really helping too, along with it. There's a green bean potato salad. I have to read to you really quick. It's very simple. And I brought this with us to California, and we made it twice, and I made it again last night here for our dinner. Did it over greens. It's so good. And it's just a real simple. You take red-skinned potatoes. You cook 1 pound. It doesn't say how much this makes, but it makes a pretty good amount. So you could feed several people off of this. You cook 1 pound of cubed red-skinned potatoes in boiling salted water for about 10 minutes. And then you add 1 pound of trim cut green beans. And you boil those for 5 minutes along with the potatoes. So you cook the potatoes for 10 minutes first, and then you add the green beans. And I went a little bit longer, maybe an extra 5 more minutes with the green beans. And then drain them. And then you toss them with 3 tablespoons of olive oil, which I used, I think, 1.5 tablespoons. 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar.
Okay, 1.5 tablespoons of olive oil.
Mm-hmm. 2 tablespoons okay. of red wine vinegar. And then 1 cup of thin wedges of a sweet white onion. I have discovered sweet white onions. I just never have really used them before. I thought, oh, well, you know, whatever. Well, in this recipe, it makes such a huge difference, and they're delicious. And I happen to have some that I brought home with me from California. So you have 1 cup of thin wedges of sweet white onion and 1 cup of cherry tomatoes. And you mix all that together, and then you season to taste with salt and pepper. Delicious.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, and then we just put it over a bed of greens because I was a little bit lazy. I was going to make some steamed broccoli or something, or a big salad on the side too, but I just put the greens underneath, put that on top, and it's really, really excellent. So I thought you guys might like it. You could add other things to that too if you wanted to. I think
so. The dressing is just olive oil and red wine vinegar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can play with that as well. Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. Get you away from the typical potato salad that's all mayo and all potato. So, wow,
mm-hmm.
that sounds really good.
Yeah, and I didn't have
me some.
I didn't have any cherry tomatoes, so I had two nice red ripe tomatoes, and I just cut those up in little wedges and split them in half, you know, and it was good. So I think you could probably put fresh mint in that. It would be delicious. You could substitute lemon juice instead of red wine vinegar, probably. You know, you could play with that a little bit. Which would be delicious as well. I'll do that next time. Or you could use basil or probably even some rosemary. You could flavor it different ways. Be really, really good.
Right now I need cucumbers.
For cucumbers?
Cucumbers running out my ears.
Oh,
that tabbouleh salad. Oh, no. Okay, the watermelon cucumber one, you can use a good amount. Well, let's see. How much did it call for?
That's for the tabbouleh that calls for cucumber, too. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I put the other one that has cucumber in it, doesn't the one that edamame rice one have cucumber, too? Maybe not. I can't remember. We loved that with the avocado in it. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good, and it was good left over. Edamame, let's see, celery. Yeah, it does have two small cucumbers, and I added a lot more cucumber in there also than what it called for. And I didn't take the seeds out of them because I like it juicier.
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to slice up cucumbers and onions and vinegar and make it a sweet and sour.
Mm-hmm.
Too, and I also made a jar of summer dills, and that just calls for dill and your cucumbers, and then you add a little salt and vinegar over it and let it sit on the counter for 24 hours and then refrigerate it. But you can only do so many that way with only two. I finally took
the fresh dills are really good.
Yeah.
Yum.
I took a bunch of to the homeless shelter last evening to get them out of here so they don't rot on me.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and we just like to chunk them up in big chunks and make them cold and then just eat them, snack on them.
Yeah, we just saw too, but.
Are these the pickling cubes or the big ones?
No, these are the pickling ones.
I love those. I love those.
When you want something to eat, reach for one of them.
Yeah. Good idea. Thanks, Nancy.
It is. I mean,
if you open the refrigerator, there's a dish of them, right?
Yeah. That's where I was going, too. Red lentil hummus.
Okay.
That's a stable. It's in my refrigerator. I had it before I went to bed last night with some carrots.
Yeah. One of my favorites, too.
Well, I like that. I was going to say I like the hummus in Esselstyn's book that calls for the red pepper, the jarred red pepper, roasted red pepper hummus.
I'll have to do that one then because, and that's with red lentils also?
Oh, that one just calls for chickpeas and roasted red pepper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to do that one.
Yeah, I've got red make this other one. So.
I bet you could throw some roasted red peppers in with the red lentil hummus.
Probably.
And that would be good, too.
Yeah.
Good ideas.
I just want to plug in for what the recipe Char gave us, I think, last week, the end of the week, about the avocado chocolate pudding.
Have your drink?
Still dipping my chocolate strawberries, and sometimes I'll even dip a Brazil nut in it.
Oh.
It's really good.
Thank you.
I want to make
pretty
that.
Well? Did yours hold pretty well, Nancy?
I made it for the 4th, and I'm sipping.
Okay, see, I added just a little bit more stevia to mine because it seemed like it was getting a little tartar. I don't know, maybe it was just my taste buds at the time.
It's dark chocolate, then. It doesn't bother me. I haven't noticed. I have not added any stevia to it.
Okay. Yeah, I still got it in the refrigerator, too, from about the same time. Maybe it was even a day or two before that. Mine could be a little bit older.
Really good on the strawberries.
I'm going to make that too.
And I still
I still do my tags on my thing so I can tell how long stuff lasts, and my jar of Parmesan that I have, I think I pulled the tag off. I was going to tell you guys how long. Yeah, Parmesan sprinkles was made in 1118, and I still have a snack baggie full of, or half full of it. And I pulled it out so I could separate it. This is the one that I've given more than once. I'm not going to do that. But anyway, just to let you know that you can have it on hand, just like you would have before with a carton of dried, you know, cow milk Parmesan for whatever else they put in with it. And I love the Caesar salad dressing. I was on the phone for a long time with Ruth, or quite a while last night with Ruth, and she says, I've been looking for a Caesar salad dressing. She says, I can't find my book. Can you send it to me? And I said, I can. So, you know, that's just an easy summer salad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can add a couple little things into it, like I like olive black. Danny and I both like black olive slices, whether it's Kalamata or just the ripe ones. And then the bacon bits and the Parmesan cheese on it and romaine lettuce. And, you know, it doesn't take any time to put that together when you've got the dressing. The dressing holds, that dressing in Eat to Live holds really well, too. Oh, I got it. Crate of raspberries again to put up already this morning, and a big box of good size quart of black marionberries.
Mm.
Guys, I'm gonna snack.
Good.
Sounds good.
I'll be right over.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that, Jeannie.
Oh, I know.
Get
me
up
too.
Here.
I know. All right. Well, we're leaving the 13th of August, going to a wedding with Pam and Vic. Anyway, I'll tell you about that stuff later.
Okay, good.
And,
that sounds good. Get up here a little earlier.
Yeah, a few days. Well, I guess we better go. It's 7:40 almost, 7:37 on the West Coast here. Everybody have a great day, and thank you for the live.
Thank you
for the information, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you're welcome.
Good.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Just a question for you. Just
yes.
A question for you, Sharp. When you do the call soon, would you be able to cover something that we can do that's natural with raspberries?
Thank you.
Like,
I need to.
Like,
I was going to go.
Something like that?
Yeah, okay. I will do that. I'll specialize on that one because I've got so many I've got to start doing. I can't put any more in the freezer.
Yeah, I've got like almost two gallons of raspberries from this last week in my fridge. I've got to do something because I don't have any freezer space, so I got to do something with some jam.
Okay, I'll get something up on the blog before then, even, so you can work
okay,
on it.
Thank you. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
Thanks so much. All right, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.